Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right? Love you too. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Yes. Say it built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Good evening, everyone, boys and girls. Ooh, Mickey Mouse Club?
How y'all doing? This is KL Belvin, trying to get my spot back before the night's over. This is Reality in Relationships, and we are excited as usual and happy that you are joining us. Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. And we were not here last week, and we want to thank Rich Money for holding us down. We had some personal issues to take care of, but everything is great, and we are back. What's up, baby?
Nothing much. I actually missed being on the air last week, and I didn't realize I called you earlier today to ask if you wanted to go to the supermarket because I was going to cook for you, which I rarely do for those of you who have tuned into the show before.
Yeah, my wife don't cook.
I cook maybe 3-4 months apart.
3 or 4 times a year.
Okay, I cook quarterly. What's wrong with that? But I called KL to ask him if he wanted to go to the supermarket because I had a craving for some homemade hamburgers and fresh potato chips. I like to fry my potato chips myself and season them myself. It's mouth-watering. And I actually like homemade hamburgers much more than going into the fast food restaurant. So I figured I'll take this time to cook for him, totally forgetting with Memorial Week that we were off on Monday and today is Thursday. So as we were on our way home, I said, wait a minute, we got the radio show to do. So imagine that.
And here she ready to get rid of me and forgetting that we even have to do a show. That's crazy. Well, listen, we love what we do and we're glad to be on the air. So, my love, how was your week? Let's do what we normally do.
Well, it's been 2 weeks that we need to catch up on, right?
Not necessary. If you like, right ahead. Well, if you like, go right ahead.
Well, why not? Since the last time we were on the show, I actually did a walkathon for the Arthritis Foundation. For those of you who don't know, the Arthritis Foundation is one of the sponsors for the American Beauty Plus pageant. And also, it's near and dear to my heart because I do have arthritis in both knees, which from time to time gives me a little pain. I try to stay active because they say not being active can actually make it worse. So I did the walkathon, which is about, I think, 3 miles. We had to walk 3 miles. It felt like an eternity. But I was out there with my friend Lourdes Brezzo and also my friend Aja Stubbs. And her friend, Ms. Gail, Aja Stubbs, is the editor-in-chief of Belle Noir magazine. So make sure to check her out, bellenoir.com. Aja has been supportive of KL and I over the years, and she came out and walked in the rain, because it actually rained that day. But we had a good time, and the crazy thing is that was 10 o'clock in the morning, did a 3-mile walk. Then I had to rush back home in order to get freshened up, change my clothes, and run back to the city because I had a pageant to judge. The Perfect Fashion Competition, which was held at the New York Sylvania Hotel, it was amazing. Had about 40-something young ladies from the age of 4 until 40, I believe. And it was an amazing show. I had a good time, and I had a great panel of judges that were with me in the entertainment industry, fashion industry. So I actually enjoyed myself there. Other than that, this past weekend, a Memorial weekend, KL and I went to the movies. What did you think about Star Trek, honey?
What?
Star Trek.
No, actually, if you're a Trekkie, you're going to love the movie. And even if you're not a Trekkie, it was real nice. Actually, the movie was pretty good. And we had a chance to go to Outback Steakhouse and have a great time, enjoying ourselves, watching the basketball game, having some dinner. We're trying to cut back on trying to cut back on our work schedule and enjoy each other's company away from
quality
the books,
time.
Away from all the foolishness, because that's what's needed in a relationship. So we had a great time. We were acting like little kids in a restaurant, as well as, of course, we get to talk about business and the things that we need to do. This is part of what we do, but we were in a relaxed state, so go see Star Trek. We're going to see Iron Man, I think, probably this week. Who knows? We'll see how things go. So what else going on in your week?
Other than that, oh my goodness, last night, Dale picked me up from work. I got in the car. He was on the phone. Fell asleep. I didn't wake up until we were in front of our house. Then I got out the car, I came home, got immediately in the bed. I didn't take a shower, I didn't take off my clothes, I didn't do anything else but get in the bed, put the cover over my head, and go to sleep. And the funny thing is, he asked, was I going to go to bed? I said, yeah, I'm just going to take a nap. I'll wake up in a little bit.
She got up to go to the bathroom and went right back to bed. Ain't no nap.
Actually, I got up before that. I woke up about 10 o'clock. Now, mind you, I get up for work. Kale usually picks me up about 5 o'clock. But I got up about 10 o'clock, or a little after 10, because my mom called me. And she said, are you sleeping? I said, yes, I'm sleeping. She said, okay, I'll call you tomorrow. And then I woke up about 11:30 to go to the bathroom. And then as I was headed back to the bedroom, Kale said, are you going back to bed? I said, yes. I got in the bed. I didn't wake up again until 4-something this morning. It was the best sleep in the world. And I even got to work early today. Whatever. What do you mean, whatever?
You need 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep. Come on, man. Get yourself together, man.
Almost 12 hours to sleep.
You ain't going to make no money like that.
It was well worth
12
it.
Hours? 12 hours. Who needs 12 hours of sleep?
You
even a dog don't sleep 12 hours.
I can't even imagine the last time I had 12 hours of sleep.
Well, come on,
some
man.
People need to rest.
You own a business.
On 2 and 3 and 4 hours
right.
of sleep.
4 to 5. Make it work.
It's not healthy.
Listen,
statistics show that less than 7 hours of sleep, you're prone to obesity and heart issues.
Not if
issues.
You're already a big dude.
You know, is that your argument?
Yo, listen, poor folks sleep. That's all I'm saying. We can sleep on vacation. Anything else going on for your week, man? I like to talk about my week.
About your week?
I ain't do nothing. No, actually, my week is funny. It's school and then coming home and trying to make this Braven thing work. I think the biggest thing for me over the last 2 weeks is reorganizing the business, putting my efforts into areas that are going to be successful, always trying to learn. My biggest thing for me over these last couple of weeks is attempting to learn as much as I can learn from other resources to strengthen the literary game. From my point of view, how I can get into this literary game even deeper than I am and make it successful, not only for us, but clients that we work with. And remembering to take time away to just do some casual reading, time away to just relax and take a deep breath. I've been reading my Bible a lot more, just wanting more. And I found that talking to my partner, Jovan Roseboro, realized that we may have different walks in life, but we have some of the same views on the way things have to go, and there's times you got to cut people loose. And I think that's another thing the last week or two I've been slowly doing, is removing myself from Facebook as much, focusing more on Twitter, more of an instant thing for an hour or so, and then letting it go because I have to be connected for business wise but also looking to network with different and higher caliber individuals. I'm tired of dealing with the excuse makers, the no money makers, the hole in your pocket fakers, all those things like that. People who talk a great game but aren't doing anything. I done had enough of that. I already took enough L's dealing with folks who can't see the dream. So I'm going to focus on how I can connect with folks who are doing it, even if on a smaller level, they're making it happen, and how we can network with each other to build something positive. This weekend was tremendous. You know, dating, going out on dates helps keep our relationship fresh. It was pleasant to go to the movies, pleasant to sit down and watch the basketball game as we were having dinner. And also just trying to take care of me, doing the things necessary, getting the workout regimen set up so now as school comes to an end, I can go hard on my health, getting myself into better shape. You know, Tiff made the comment about being a big guy. Yes, I'm a big guy. I'm trying to be a medium guy. I still want to be a big guy. I just want to be a little smaller. And also working on trying to move. Yes, we may be moving to Delaware.
Yes. All of you listening.
We'll be doing a show from Delaware. But
yes.
but little things like that. And as an entrepreneur, I am trying to harness the energies that an entrepreneur needs to make the business successful. I can't say that I'm happy with where Braven Publishing is currently, but I'm not unhappy with what we've done. I just know that we have so many more levels to reach, and that's where we're at. And, you know, this radio show and the other efforts that we have, this is all part of it. Also, I got to give a shout out to Rich Money and Lavina. We apologize for not being able to make last Saturday's event.
It was just Sunday's event.
It was just so hectic, and Tiff hadn't gotten in till real late Sunday night, and so we weren't able to make it. But I just seen that the event is going on July 14th, and we will
Let
be
me
there.
Check my calendar.
Check. I forgot you're a national pageant queen now. You have to see. We just secured two events in Seaford, Delaware, in August, and Governor's Island in July. So Braven Publishing is putting things together. So really, anyone listening, just keep an eye on us. We got some things that we're doing, got some moves that we're making, and we'd love the support. So if you're listening to the show right now, call somebody up and say, get on, because this is what we do. And tonight's subject is an interesting one, and we'll drop that in a second. You know, we like to hold out. We want to get into all the particulars that we do. But this is what we do. Tell a friend. Jump on right now, and let's talk. So what's going on in the news, baby doll?
Actually, I only have one thing that I pulled from the news, which I found very interesting. There's so many things that I've heard over the years as far as corruption in Mexico. And, you know, people, a lot of our friends, they travel back and forth to Mexico all the time for vacation. But an Arizona mother is held in a Mexico jail because they said that she was parting 12 pounds of marijuana. She was trying to smuggle it into the country.
Weed in your brownie?
Now, according to the story, because I actually caught it as I was leaving the house this morning, I was watching a little bit of the news.
Who sneaks weed into the United States? As much weed as being smoked here. Just go to a rap concert. You ain't got to sneak nothing. Hey, look, ain't Summer Jam this Sunday? She could have came to New York and got all the weed she wanted outside the stadium, please.
Well, for 12 pounds, I'm assuming she was trying to sell
it. She could have got that at Summer Jam, too, and probably Summer, and somebody to carry it for.
But we have to give her the benefit of the doubt, because she's actually a Mormon, and she's a mother of seven.
That's why she's smoking.
And because she's a mother of seven.
Yes. Yes.
She's trying to keep her nerves calm.
Yes, that many kids, I get high, too.
Oh, stop.
Not that I'm advocating weed smoke, but I'm just saying. Seven kids, I know your nerves are shot. You need something. And 12 pounds of weed? Oh, yeah.
Well, the story is she and her husband traveled to Mexico to attend a funeral. And on their way back, they were on a bus. The police stopped the bus and ordered everyone off. And the that they found the 12 pounds of marijuana under her seat. So she thought...
Yeah, husband kicked it under her seat. Husband's like, I'm not going to jail. Take her.
You know,
my man.
I have a story about that, but I'll tell it after I'm done with the news. But she actually...
She got arrested, right?
They both were detained.
She got arrested.
They let the husband go.
Wasn't under my seat.
She was
I love you, baby, but what you bring a weed into the country
you
for?
You would let me go to jail?
What you bring a weed into the country
you
for?
You would let me go to jail?
Why was the weed under your seat?
Now
all
you
of
know.
A sudden, I think you need to take her away and let me go. Listen, if one of us is out, there's a good chance I can get you free.
But anyway.
Or leave you.
She said that she thought that it was a joke, and she felt like she was being framed, and she figured, okay, they're going to let me go, and of course they didn't. So she is facing possibly 10 years in jail, which the crazy part about it...
You do know that's a non-negotiable. You get locked up, I think I can have the marriage annulled.
No, it's till death do us part.
Might die in prison, though.
Well, you have to wait till I die.
Not if I got 12 pounds of weed at my disposal. I just want you to shank a little bit.
So she's denying that she smuggled the drugs. Or tried to smuggle the drugs into the United States. And what's interesting is they stopped the bus in Mexico. So it's not like they got to the border and the U.S. Border Patrol found it. They stopped the bus in Mexico, and so many things were happening. They said that they were told if they bribed the judge that they can possibly, she can possibly get let go. And although they did have $5,000, the judge still wouldn't let her go.
In Mexico?
In Mexico.
Ooh, that's like that Martin Lawrence movie. You don't want to go to jail in Mexico. I'm sorry. That actually, listen, I went to Kingsborough. I have a degree in travel and tourism. That's not a joke. I'm telling the truth. And one of the things that it talked about when traveling to Mexico is that you really don't want to be detained in Mexican prisons for whatever reason, male or female. So I feel for her because Mexican jails, woo.
So then she has a representative, I guess, that would be considered her attorney in Mexico that said she was there to help. But then when she went to court, they told her, the official told her that she had to plead guilty. So imagine you come
see,
from
Mexico. You have to plead guilty.
We come from a country that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mexico, you're guilty till you pay somebody. You're guilty to that checklist.
And that's just what I said. I'm here to help you, but you have to plead guilty. No, I don't.
See, that's like Singapore. You get 25 years or you get life. Ain't no in-between when it comes to drugs. That's crazy. You got to plead guilty before you get help?
It's really messed up because she's in jail in Mexico now.
Marie and the girls is doing her dirty.
No, actually, you know what's funny? She explained that she's in a cell with a young woman that can't read. So she's been reading to the young woman.
That's what they put out. That's the pub that they put out. Is she in a cell with a young woman not reading, all right?
And
they ain't got time to read.
She's been reading to a few of the inmates, and they actually appreciate her. And they said that if everything works out and she gets out, they want her to come back and teach.
Now she got a job. Honey, stop, wait. I'm not a stupid man.
Yes.
She goes to jail, and they say, plead guilty to get help. And in jail, she's with a nice woman, can't read, who she's reading to, who she's doing so well that they now want her to come back to the prison to possibly work. That's too perfect, too neat for a system that's already corrupt.
Yes.
Yeah, she's getting pounded out.
Stop! You know, I feel sorry for her because...
Yeah, me too.
To be blamed for something
that...
Do they
have soap in Mexican prison?
She possibly did not do, and she's being framed.
Ooh.
It's a... awful thing to think of because we all know and we've heard many, many stories about the Mexican government being corrupt. But come on, a mother of seven, you really gonna put a mother of seven in jail for 10 years?
Yeah, she did. Who take care of seven kids? Pops and the new girlfriend. Who's probably Mexican.
You are horrible. Yeah. You are so horrible.
Maria, now listen.
You know what's
just
crazy?
Just take care of the kids. I'll be home later on tonight.
They just took a big hit because she'll probably never go to Mexico again. She'll probably never see her family again.
Okay.
If she comes home.
Okay.
And how many people want to take that chance of going thinking that they might get set up?
Cancun will be crowded in 2 weeks when school is out. They don't care. Listen, they're not talking about the resorts. Now, I've been to Cancun a few times, and whether you're going to Puerto Vallarta or you're going to any one of the
Have you been away from the tourist area?
No, I'm not stupid. Listen, let me explain something to you. Even in the tourist area, you have guys who will come over to you and say, yo, do y'all want to see strippers? Do you want to do whatever? You want to go see prostitutes? The idea is, it's already, okay, this is where folks really have to pay attention to when traveling. There are travel advisories that will let you know what's going on in the country at the time that you go. Now, within the tourist situations, there are always folks who are trying to get you off the path. Because once you're involved in police, you can actually buy your way out of being arrested. If Mexican police show up, you can actually offer them money and say, please don't arrest me. American, young American men will give them...
And that's a shame. That's a shame that you can offer them money not to be arrested.
But hold on. Look at the cab drivers.
Who's supposed to believe in the integrity of the Mexican government if I can pay the police for them?
There's no integrity. Drug dealers is running the outskirts near the border. But listen to what I'm saying is, when you're getting into a cab, you have to decide how much you're paying. Or you get into the cab. You jump in the cab and don't agree on the price. Get to where you're at. The cab driver can say $100 each, 100 American.
What's to say that they can't change that anyway? They'll tell you, okay,
they could.
The ride is $20. You get in a cab, it's $50.
You could.
And then,
you got to be careful because if the Mexican police show up, you got to pay them or you could go to jail. You don't want to go to Mexican jail. Let me tell you something. A lot of young folk get into a lot of troubles. They'll tell you which cab drivers to look at, which cab companies to deal with. We was in the Dominican Republic. The guy said $60. The guy said $20. We like, cool. We jump in the cab. It was a revolt going on. We finally get to where we were going. Actually, in Puerto Rico. When we get there, the guy said, no, $20 each. He's like, $20 each, man. We was in the cab only for 25 minutes, 30 minutes. But then he's like, you know what? Here, take the $20. So we start our trip off getting robbed. In third world countries, you have to know what's going on with the government before you get there. Now, going to a foreign country, and you are trying to take
this
weed.
This is the country she came from. This is her native land.
Okay.
Her native
okay.
land is trying to...
Okay, but you was trying to sneak dope back into
who
the United States.
Who said she was trying to do... Who said she did it?
That jail that...
They found it under her seat.
Well,
but that doesn't mean she put it there.
That's true. I agree. Listen, I feel for... I don't ever want to be in a prison in a foreign country.
Not at all.
Communication. And then you're also talking about... You're talking about some third world countries where the internet doesn't work or, you know... Nah, I'm sorry. I feel for the children. And I hope that they can work this out and this woman can be returned safely. But anybody traveling this time of the year, please be careful. Please know what you're doing. Because there's a lot of shady things going on.
Even
I see it in Jamaica, too.
When we went to Jamaica and they asked if we wanted to go to the mall, I said no.
I'm good.
I'll stay right here in the resort.
Ain't nothing I need.
Because unless I have an armed guard.
I stayed in Kingston for 3 weeks. And when I was in Kingston, not only did they tell us not to take off our USA credentials, I was leaving the hotel. All I wanted to do was walk to the store. Store was down the road. I said, Coach, where are you going? I was coaching at the time. I coached the Jamaica national team, believe that or not. Hit me up one day. I'll show you the website. You can see where I'm at. I coached the Jamaica national team in 2000. So we were in Kingston 5. All my yardies know what I'm talking about. We was at Kingston 5, and I wanted to walk up the block. The guy said, no, Coach, you can't go by yourself. I said, what do you mean I can't go by myself? I'm only walking up the road. It's not so the store. It's not that far. He said, no, Coach, let me get you an escort. Guy pulls up in a van. He has the gun on his hip. Says, come on, Coach, I'll take you to the store. I get to the store. I go in. I want to buy a couple of things. I see three hard-looking characters came through the door. And when the brother jumped out the van, he says something in the language. I could make out some of it. It was just basically not him. And they looked, talked to each other. And let me tell you something. I was born in 40 projects. Crime, no crime. Look at certain dudes and they can look at you and you know what that is. And I wasn't even about to question it. But the thing was, is here I had to go with armed escort just to go to the store because there were curfews. And we stopped at 3 or 4 checkpoints in Kingston. M16s. Guys leaning over. We show the USA credentials. Go ahead and go. These countries are not what people think. Everything is not the television. Everything is not a video. You got to be careful. And if you
and don't think it's just the third world countries either. Don't think it's just the countries of people of color.
You might get stuck in Miami and can't get home.
Actually, three of my friends went to France. They had never been robbed in their life. Got maced in broad daylight in France and got robbed.
Were they Caucasian?
No, they were Hispanic.
Light Hispanic?
Yeah, they were light Hispanic.
Yeah, because they don't mace. If you had a little more melanin, they wouldn't have caught that mace.
So it happens everywhere. It happens everywhere. People seem so afraid to come to the United States, but I'm sorry. I'm afraid to go to another country because you get caught up in politics and the red tape in other countries. You don't know what will happen.
Like anything else, things is crazy. Things is crazy, but you can't be scared to travel. You just have to travel wisely. You have to travel intelligently. And, you know, I think one of the beautiful things that I learned going to school and getting a degree in business is that you actually have to understand the power of your dollar. You have to understand where you are going and what you're trying to do. If you go to a resort, enjoy the resort. Don't go off on these off-base excursions. Stop talking to the help and saying, yo, I want to get the real weed. You wouldn't know if you're getting real weed or not. You might get LSD and be tripping the whole trip. You don't want that. Just enjoy what you paid for and stop wanting the extra. You know, I see some, and I hate to down my Caucasian brothers and sisters, but some of y'all go on trips and bug out. I watch some of these movies and I laugh because people really do that. No, I want to go and see the realness. Okay, here's the gun in your mouth. Any realer than that?
And then they disappear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So come on, when you travel, be smart. Because actually you can travel, have fun. But I'm talking about in the United States and outside the United States. We went to the Bahamas. fish fry was beautiful. But when I started looking at the locals and the locals were looking at us, we knew we were out of our territory and we knew we needed to get back to the resort. Actually, we were drugged in the Bahamas, and only because I was a big guy, I think we get robbed that night.
They didn't put enough drugs in your drink?
No. Well, I think they... Listen. Because you laugh. You know what? We got to get ready to take a break. I'm going to tell you about how we got drugged in the Bahamas when we come back. You're listening to Reality
they didn't
and Relations.
Put enough drugs in a big man's drink.
No, I'm just... See, that's what being big helped my save my life. You're crazy. Get smaller. Anyway... This is Reality and Relationships. We're on every Thursday night from 8 to 10. If you're listening on the computer, you can call in to speak to Tiffany and I at 646-200-3838. And if you're listening in from your phone and you want to say something, ask a question, or just join in the conversation, just press 1. The host will take your information and we'll gladly have a conversation with you. We're going to take a 2-song break. And when we come back, I'll tell you my little quick story about what happened in the Bahamas where I got drugged. That's when I was living a whole different type of life. And then we'll talk about tonight's subject, which we believe will be one of interest to you. And so we'll be back in 2 songs. This is Reality and Relationships.
My baby. What a lady, girl. Ooh. You're like a wine, you get better with time. Got your knee along, all this shit so you're so fine. From everything that you wear, your kind of beauty is rare. And I swear you get better looking with every year. I get your sexual peak, your full thick and physique. Young girl can't compete. Come cooking something to eat, baby. And since we in the kitchen, girl, let me get that muffin. You look better the older you get.
Can't believe what time, girl, you're getting better. Looking like a picture of before and after.
The story gets more pretty every chapter. Getting more attractive.
Ain't it a factor?
Today seems like a perfect day to say what I've been wanting. So many ways to communicate. For me, it's only one way. I can see it in the letter, I can text your phone. Hit you up on Twitter cause you stay alone. You can even fly a plane, ride it in the sky. But it's better, girl, if I wanna whisper. Now I know it might be naughty to focus on your body, but girl, I'm really feeling you. A lot of guys be talking, and they won't stop it, and they don't need your lying eyes, you might be there. See and breathe you, baby. I need to touch and feel you, baby. I put my arms around you. Fly a plane, ride it in the sky. Baby girl, it's better if I tell you, babe. Oh, yeah, girl, yeah.
And I wanna let you know that
you're up. Come and get with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, yeah, girl. Come with me right now, right now, my baby.
Braxton Belvin Show, and I'm here with my really wonderful sidekick, A.L. Belvin.
Ooh.
That's you, ain't it?
Okay, just a second. Still your show, huh?
Yes, it is. And we were just discussing the situation with the woman from Arizona, the mother of seven, who was arrested in Mexico. She's being charged with attempting to smuggle 12 pounds of marijuana into the United States. And KL was just about to tell us his story about being drugged in another country.
Yeah. You know, I put into the group, and if you're not checking out the Secret Palace, you need to check out GQ Secret Palace. We're doing some behind-the-scenes conversation. And I just mentioned that I've traveled from, like, 1998 to 2000, almost 10 years. I travel somewhere every year. For 10 years, pretty much out of the country every year. I think 1 year, yeah, 2003, that was the year I got divorced. We went to California. But other than that, we traveled out of the country every year. So one of the years that we were in the Bahamas, we were in Freeport at a timeshare.
We doesn't include me. He was with the boys.
Yeah, I was pimping then. I was pimping then. And so we're with the fellas, and the same two partners, we always travel together. Now we used to get drunk. This is, again, before I found the Lord and all of that, so please don't judge me. We traveled, and it was all about the ladies, all about the drinking, all about partying. So we go to a club. We had 3 Long Island iced teas. Now, come on, I'm a big guy. 3 Long Island iced teas is really the appetizer before we get into the bottles worth of drinking that we normally do. So we're on the 3rd Long Island iced tea, sitting in the club. We're waiting for the fish fry to end, and that's when they said the club starts to fill up. Now, I'm a little tired, a little dragged, and I'm thinking, okay, nothing. You know, it's been a long day. We've been hanging out, partying all day. I guess it's usual. I look over, my partner, Curtis, sitting on the couch, and he's nodding. And that's not as unusual because he's a damn alcoholic. But okay, he had only 3 drinks that night. So I asked him, I said, where's TJ? That's our other partner. He said, I don't know. I said, well, where did he go? Go outside, look around, don't see him. I'm looking around the club, don't see him. And I'm trying to figure out. Now, I know he wouldn't just break out. We're in a foreign country. Where did he go? So I decided, you know, after about 10 minutes of going to the bathroom, I go in the bathroom. He's sitting on a chair in the bathroom, head down, chin against his chest, drooling on himself, sleep. And I'm like, yo, wake up, man. You're in a bathroom in the Bahamas. Get up. So now I get him up. I'm having to help him walk because he's staggering. Now I get Kurt up off the couch. He's not looking too good. Now my head is starting to hurt. I'm thinking something's not right here. So I said, okay, let's get up out of here. It's got to be a little after 12. It's got about 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, come on, man. Let's go back to the hotel. So as we get out front, you know, in Caribbean countries, they use a lot of old vehicles as cabs and everything else. There was an old limo outside. And now when I think about it, there were 2 guys outside. And as soon as we came out, they was like, you need a cab. So I was like, I just wanted to go. So I was like, sure, let's go. I pushed Kurt in the cab. I pushed TJ in the cab. We get in. So as I'm getting ready to lay my head back and just really give in to whatever's bothering me, I noticed that the guy started taking us in a different direction than when we came. Now, any New Yorker who is somewhere for the first time pays attention to where they're at if things ain't looking correct. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute. We came from the left. You taking us to the right. I don't know if it was the adrenaline spike. I don't know if it was fear. I don't know what it was. I leaned up in them 2 seats and I swelled up like a bear. Where the hell are you taking us? Hotel's this way. Take us that way, and I'm not going to use the curse words that I was using. But these 2 Bohemian men looked at me and said, we might have a problem with this big dude. So next thing, the cab turned around, and we get back to the resort. And you can kind of tell when something's fishy because the dude who was in the passenger side was real jittery. And if I was in Brooklyn or I was in South Jamaica, he'd have been the first one I punch in the face.
He's so violent.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to be violent. Even the Lord was violent. Read your Bible. So we get to the hotel. I push 1 guy out on the floor. That's TJ. He's out of it, trying to get Kurt out. And so when I asked the guy how much I owe him, he said, no, you don't owe us no money. See, that was a tip-off. Now you don't want any money.
He didn't want to get paid?
You didn't want to get paid. I said, so now you don't want no money. I said, if I had my friends with me, man, I'd jump back in this limo and do you both something dirty. But okay. So no sooner did we get around the corner, TJ's sick. Then Kurt gets sick. Actually, Kurt got sick on TJ, so that's a whole nother story. The next morning, I was sick from the time I woke up till sometime around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I must have threw up all day from 3 Long Island iced tea. To this day, all 3 of us believe that not only were we poisoned, something was placed in our drinks that would have allowed us to be robbed later on. So I tell anybody traveling, be very careful when you're walking around with bands on wrist that let folks know that you're not,
that you're not
from that area. Also, be very careful to keep your eye on when someone's making your drink. And if something don't seem right, leave it alone. Pour it out. Because it's not worth the headache. And I'll tell you, to this day, when we sit back and replay it, I honestly believe that if I lay my head back just to relax, we robbed. And so I tell anybody to please be very careful. It is not something to play with. This goes on. You know, locals are struggling just like we're struggling here in the United States. And some locals don't like the way foreigners come into the country. And I got to admit, we've seen many foreigners come into lands and act as if the locals were put on this planet to serve them. And one thing that Tiff and I do not do is when we travel is to treat people less than who we are. Because I tell folks all the time, back home, I work for somebody myself. So I'm not going to come to your country and try to disrespect you. So I'm not going to do that. But I tell anyone, please be careful. Because it scares me sometimes to think of where that could have ended up. And so you hear about these stories, and to actually consider that we could have been one of those stories. From that point on, it was a matter of trying to really keep an eye on it and staying close to the resort, doing the things that we paid to do, and not so much things that just seemed fun. So that's my story. That's what I'm sticking to. I'm still here. I'm still a big dude. I don't drink as much. I don't drink at all, really.
Well, I don't drink at all. Never have. So if I was with you guys. I don't drink. Yeah.
Don't get on the show lying.
Okay, when do you see me drink?
Don't get on the show lying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I drink. I drink when my husband forces me to.
Oh, hey. That I turn this stuff out of here. No. You forgot Jamaica?
That was.
I'm going to take it from here, you liar.
No.
You liar.
Let me explain.
You liar.
Let me explain.
Tiff, when we're on our honeymoon, Tiff said, I'm finally going to have a drink.
No.
Who the hell drinks in 100-degree weather?
That is not
she had a
happened.
Daiquiri and a half.
Why are you telling a lie?
I'm telling a lie?
You're telling the complete truth.
So go ahead. Clean it up.
Okay. I did not say I'm finally going to drink, because the truth is I do not drink.
Okay.
It was our honeymoon.
Yes.
We were in Jamaica.
Yes.
I said, you know what? I think I might have something to drink.
Yes.
And what I did was I got myself a strawberry daiquiri.
Yes.
And I said, I'll get my husband one, too. It's a frozen, slushy.
Fruity drink. Soft drink.
With very little alcohol in it.
Whatever.
So,
it got alcohol in it. That's the mistake she made. It got alcohol in it.
So we were sitting in the hot tub. I brought my husband.
And first of all, I said I didn't want it. Why did I say I didn't want it?
Because you don't like dark liquor.
And I said, it's 100 degrees out here and we're in a hot tub. You don't drink when you're in a hot tub. But somebody drank in the hot tub.
Because it was hot.
Okay, Eddie Murphy. In the hot tub. I'm getting drunk in the hot tub. And who almost passed out in the hot tub?
It was hot. And that frozen drink was soothing.
Until the liquor kicked in.
I forgot there was liquor in it.
So as she ordered number two.
I didn't order number two. Yes. I already had two.
Oh, that's right, because I wasn't drinking mine.
You didn't want to drink yours.
She took a sip of the second one and had to lean her head back. I had to carry her to the room. I had to walk her back to the room to get her some air conditioning. She almost passed out from one daiquiri in a hot tub because in hot behind Jamaica, you want to drink in a hot tub that's already 90-some degrees.
Anyway, if I was in the Bahamas with you guys,
you would have been robbed too.
I would not have, because I don't drink.
They'd have shot you first.
You see how you do me? You see how you do me?
Yes. Now, what are we talking about tonight, man?
Well,
what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight's episode is about the age of sexual consent.
Yes, the age of consent.
And the reason why I wanted to talk about this, because I have been in several online conversations on Facebook where there was a battle of whether the age of sexual consent should be lowered, because there's so many things going on in the news as far as, and it always seems to be men, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's always the men that want to lower the age of sexual consent because she looks older.
Size, deep breasts, large hip, large waist, a lot of men don't seem to understand that just because she's thick doesn't mean that she's grown.
Absolutely not.
And as an educator, I think since I've been teaching, I've never been one for younger women anyway. I've always liked the cougar types, even when I was younger. So I was never at risk with dealing with younger women and having to worry about stuff like that. But one of the things that I have noticed over the years working with children is that it's a curse for some of these young ladies to be overly developed, because so many men blur that line of consent.
Yeah.
Or they don't even care. So one of the things I want to say to anybody listening tonight, I don't care who you are, if you're not sure, ask for ID. Know how old that person is you're dealing with. And let's keep it real. This is what we do. Some kids out there, you clearly can tell that child is too young.
And especially once they open their mouth, you can't tell me a 15-year-old opens her mouth, you know she's 15 years old. She's not 18, she's not 19, she's not 20. She's 15. And I honestly believe that there are some men that just, they don't care, so they don't ask. And I'm speaking from experience, because I dated older men when I was young, and there are men that did not care that
well,
I was
Lavita made a good point, too. She said the ID may be fake, and that's true. Listen, guys.
Okay, but at least have that leg to stand on.
Well, before, don't get nobody's
pants. You have too many men that say she looked older without asking, because when I bring up the discussion of ask for ID, men act like that's so absurd. Why should I ask for ID? You should. You should protect yourself. And the fact that Kayla and I have four sons, the idea is, and I just told one of our younger ones that he should be asking for ID to protect himself. If you're worried about somebody putting you in their jail because she looked older, then that's something that you should ask.
And learn to have real conversations, man. If she can't talk about nothing else but what's on the radio, if she hasn't traveled, haven't been anywhere,
or the clothes she likes to buy,
or she can't speak in real sentences. So now, I know I didn't say anything.
She can't afford.
Yeah, but you know, I know I didn't say nothing. There's some 30-year-olds that act just as dumb. But the idea is, you need to really pay attention to signs and things at tip off she's young. And let's just keep it, again, let's just keep it real. These age consent laws are in place because the body looks it, mind has not caught up. I don't care how fast some of these little girls think they are, how fast some of these little girls, you are still a child. Even if you're 17 and 18 years old, you're still a child if you're not mature enough to wear the age that you are. And the reason why a lot of these men fight to get the age lowered, because they pervs. I don't care what you want to call them. I'm going to keep it real, and I don't care if somebody got a problem with it. Is that there's too many men out here can't perform with real women. They want to get with younger women because she doesn't have the experience or the knowledge. And because there's been a breakdown in the home and families are not what they should be, there's rearing that's just not happening. There's nurturing that's just not happening. And this young girl, old guy thing, old lady, young guy thing has been going on for a long time, but it's now starting to get completely out of control.
Have teachers sleeping with students, and it is out of control.
Stepfathers sleeping with the daughters, stepmothers sleeping with the sons. Now the crazy part is, got the stepdad impregnating the daughter and the mom at the same time. Oh man, and I've dealt with this in school, so I don't say that it's something made up. You got men who will have impregnated everybody in the household because he done slept with everybody. I had a student sit across from me. She said, B, I got to go to court today. She was 15 years old in the 8th grade. That tells you everything you need to know right there. So she goes, I got to go to court today. I'm like, for what? She's like, I got his charges on my stepfather. I'm like, what happened? She's like, he was trying to have sex with me. I told my mom. My mom called the. I got to go to court. So she seemed perturbed. So I said, okay, well, that's a good thing. I don't got no time to be messing around in court. I said, well, you know, he raped you. He ain't raped me. She said, listen, I would have gave him some if he'd have asked the right way.
How
but he
old
trying
was
to, he? 15. Trying to sneak in my room and all this. I'm saying, oh, he had to ask me because I'm saying him and my mom wasn't doing it the way they were supposed to. Now, my thing is, I'm sitting there in shock. This is a 15-year-old young lady acting as if everything that she's saying was okay. Well, here's the problem. Did she have a child? Yes. Does she have the virus now? Yes. So there is damage that comes from these type of these situations, but you wouldn't have known at 15 that she was 15. She looked like she was 18. And now at 20-something years old, I think she's in her late 20s, she looks 30, almost 40 years old. So she keeps aging.
She beat up her body.
And so these laws are in place to protect children, and even more so now, man. But this whole one in the club, wanting to have this party lifestyle, with all this music tells them they should and everything else, there's a problem here.
The problem I have with it, and especially when I hear women are in support of blowing, lowering the age of sexual, is that we need to protect children.
And
hey. Actually, honey,
did you get the age?
I didn't get the age yet because in every state there's a different age, so it depends on the state. I have a list, not only by state. There's an age of sexual consent by countries.
Wow.
So even in other countries, they have a minimum age.
So let's give the tri-state area. What's
well, before we do that, because okay, I have to mention this.
No, go right ahead.
Because I remember when I was in high school, and I hope the parents are listening, because I had a history teacher say, he asked who was sexually active in the class. And I can't remember why we were discussing laws and things like that in the class. And, of course, nobody was going to raise their hand. He said, okay, if you are in this class, and at the time I was in 10th grade, so the average age of a 10th grade is 15, right? So he said, if you are sexually active, you are breaking the law. Now, it's funny because when I became an adult, KL and I got into this discussion about...
He lost money on this.
And yes, he lost money on this because I was explaining to him that there is a minimum age of sexual consent in every state. And
I did not know. I thought you could just hump because you wanted to hump.
And what that means is in New York, the minimum age of sexual consent is 17. Okay? That means if you are two 14-year-olds cannot legally consent to sex. So they are breaking the law.
And one parent can press charges on both of the children.
Absolutely. Because it's happened. It happened in KL school.
Yes.
A parent can go and press charges against the two 14-year-olds, and it's called sexual misconduct because you have broken the law. So the argument, you do have... You have, like I said, different laws for each state, and in some states, there is an age gap provision, which means that, say, for example, age gap is 2 years, one is 14, one is 16, one is 13, one is 15, they might make an allowance so that you don't end up in jail and say, okay, we have this age gap provision, but again, it depends on the state. In New York, there is no age gap provision. So it means if you are 17 or older and you have sex with someone under the age of 17, you can go to jail. There's also in different states, like I said, the mistake of age defense, which I think there should not be that defense in any state, which a man can actually, a woman, go into court and say, I thought this person was older. I thought this boy was older. I thought this girl was older. In New York, we do have the mistake of age defense, but there are a lot of states that you cannot use that defense. And again, I just don't believe that should be a defense.
You know what? And I know how you feel, but I gotta honestly say, I believe it should be a defense, but I believe the burden of proof should be tougher. Because if you take it off the table... Men and women who make honest mistakes could get prison records that could ruin their life, and they didn't do anything. That's what I'm saying. Yes, they did to get themselves arrested. But what I'm saying is, if I can honestly prove, I mean honestly, that's why I said I think the law should be strict. But if I can honestly prove that I came into a club and the club didn't do its due diligence in checking those that came in, if I come into a club, I have to have some type of expectation that the club, what they're supposed to do in terms of checking the folks out, because...
Well, the clubs in New York do, and the clubs...
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
When's the last time you went to a club? I've been to a club recently, and the clubs do check. They actually have the electronic checkers also, so you can no longer use a fake driver's license to get in the club. Because most of the clubs, they have been regulated, and they have to now have those electronic ones that can prove the false IDs. So,
if I take my sister's license, then what?
Okay, and that's what I said, that in an instance where you steal someone's ID or you come up with a fake ID and you show someone a fake ID, that's a defense. She showed me a fake ID. But to say, no, I never saw any ID, and I thought she was older.
Yeah, but then now you're making my argument. This is what I'm saying is, but let's just say there's a way to prove. Let's say we meet at a restaurant. Let's say we meet for breakfast, and we sit down and talk, and she shows me an ID. I'm not walking around with an electronic checker. She shows me an ID, and the ID says she's 21.
But I'm giving you that.
No, but this is what I'm saying when you say that the New York shouldn't have these laws. Well, if you take those laws off the books, I go to jail and lose my job just for meeting someone and engaging in something with them.
But if she shows you a fake ID, if she tries to manipulate the situation, that's totally different.
Yeah, but if now she's not. But see, the thing is, if you take that off the table, you're talking about mandatory minimums now. Got to be careful. It's like the gun laws. New York has gun laws that certain things happen, mandatory minimums, meaning you're going to jail for that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have an opportunity for me to express myself
you
that I made
have
a mistake.
Opportunity. Everyone,
no, I mean going to trial, yes.
Right.
But the thing
due
is,
process.
But at the same time, how many people are scared to death? The court system doesn't actually favor brothers and sisters that go, and there's no proof that there's no way of knowing that I'm going to get legal, I mean, sound representation. I might get the same cat that was in Mexico that was like, plead guilty, then we can help you. You don't know. I'm just saying is I've seen the court system not work for us. I'd rather not be in the court system. And if we are, at least have a leeway for me. Now, are some pervs going to slip through? Yes. But I still would rather have an opportunity to explain myself, to get myself
You're
out of trouble.
You're always going to have an opportunity
not
to
necessarily,
explain yourself.
Not necessarily, because when you go to trial, those people sitting in the jury, and you have never done jury duty. I have done jury duty. Well, you did it finally. When those people sit in the jury, you get one or two people who's really adamant, they can change other people's thoughts. You let somebody with a daughter or son come across real hard, and the jury will be like, all right, let's go with him. Nah, I'm not taking that chance, man. But back to what I'm saying is, I just think those regulations have to be there, and then you go from there. But the people involved have to do something. I don't listen, I don't know what, check out where she lived, check out where she worked, you know, I don't know, just... Man, listen, just do something.
The thing is, how many adults are going to willingly admit that they slept with an underage child, knowing that they slept with an underage
and
child?
And that's why many of them will plead guilty for lesser what's name if you take those things off the table, because they're worried. Who wants to go to trial and have all their business out there, and they made an honest mistake?
And what about the ones that do it intentionally
like
and
I
don't
said,
make honest
mistakes? Some sleazers are going to get through. Some sleazers are going to get through, but you know what?
Some sleazers?
Listen,
do you know how many boyfriends I had under 17 that was over 20?
I grant that. But
my first real boyfriend when I was 14
was
20 years
man,
old.
But the law is designed. The law says it is better to let 100 guilty people go than have one innocent man in jail or woman. So I'd rather have those sleazers down the street. You know why? Because they're going to do it again and get caught. But that innocent person can have their lives tore apart from an honest mistake, male or female. I'd rather have that honest person have a better opportunity. And if a sleaze use it, fine. Because you know what happened? That sleaze is going to do it again, and he's going to get caught. And that's it. But it's a very tricky thing.
It's not tricky at all.
Okay.
It's being accountable. Be accountable for yourself.
Okay.
If you know, when I get in this car, I need to have my license on me just in case I'm stopped by the police officer, then that's something, that's just another checkpoint that you have to have as an adult. As an adult, you need to protect yourself. Man, woman, whatever the situation is, you need to say, you know what, this person may look older, but I'm going to ask for ID.
Okay.
When I was dating, it's so crazy because guys sounded funny, and even when you and I started dating, and at that time I was, 24 years old, any time that I left the house in someone's car, my mother wrote down the license plate number. I would come outside, write
she
the license
plate.
Wrote
that fake plate
down? I would write the license plate number down, give it to my mom in case I did not come home. Okay, there are precautions that you need to take when you start trying to make adult decisions.
Agreed.
And if you call yourself an adult and you want to jump in bed with somebody, then that's a step that you should take. Where's your ID?
Agreed. But, you know, T makes a point. Some security will let underage persons in for taking talking sweet to them, man or woman. And that's the problem when I'm talking about clubs doing their due diligence, too. T makes a good point. When you have security letting people in because the chicks is cute, and you know their club, but rather fill up with pretty women because that brings the men in who want to spend dough on these pretty women.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have folks that are unscrupulous allowing things to happen, it then creates more of the environment that you don't want the things to happen. So it's tricky. Listen, anybody listening right now, feel free to call in 646-200-3838. Let us know your thoughts on this subject here. Tiff and I are in somewhat of agreement, but we definitely believe that the little things are different. But if you have some thoughts on this, feel free.
But do you think the age of sexual consent should be lowered? Because,
so what?
See, this
what
is the
now?
Argument. This is the
what
argument.
Is it, 16?
Well, in New York, it's 17. Once you turn 17,
I don't want 16-year-olds on.
But listen,
legally,
this is the argument that people
anyway.
Are making.
They
that's the
anyway.
Argument.
They're
humping
anyway,
so you might as well make it legal.
Smoking weed, too, so I guess weed is legal.
Like, seriously, it just that argument just doesn't make sense to me. Well, they're doing it anyway, so why make the 30-year-old adult who wants to sleep with the 13-year-old.
Man, what you talking about lowering it to? 12?
So I had a discussion where people felt it should be lowered to 13.
What?
So that means a 50-year-old could hump your 13-year-old and it'd be legal. Does that make sense to people?
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Somebody actually said 13?
People think it should be lowered to 13.
Somebody said 13.
13.
That's crazy. Now he should be, whoever wants to lower to 13 should be checked out. Listen, we're gonna continue this subject when we come back. We're gonna take a break. You're listening to Reality of Relationships. That is the lovely host and owner and everything of this show.
It's Tiffany, my show. It's my
Tiffany
show.
Tiffany Braxton Belvin. I am a co-host, KL Belvin. And honestly, we want you to continue, but think about this. We want to hear from you if you want to call in. 616-200-3838. Let us know what you think about this. We're going to continue this subject when we come back. We'll be back in two songs, Reality and Relationships.
to my baby. And I'm begging her.
Belvin, and my co-host KL Belvin is here with me. We are discussing whether the age of sexual consent should be lowered.
Ain't it funny how every R. Kelly song make you feel a little dirty because of what you think of him and underage kids? You really want to rock with R, and I'm an R. Kelly fan, but in the back of your mind you go, ah, I hope you didn't.
I did not look at R. Kelly that way until the allegations, the video, and everything with young kids. But when that came out, we had to go back in time and think about the late Aaliyah. He married Aaliyah without her parents' permission when she was, what, 15?
Didn't she date Jay-Z young, too?
I don't know about that. But
well,
how do you marry a minor, 15? No, and he knew she was 15. without her permission. And you know what's funny is that got quieted. A lot of people were like, did it happen? Did it happen? It happened. There was a legal document on file that they were married. Well, and her parents, I got to finish this, her parents squashed that because they did not want it to ruin her reputation and her reputation in the business. And that's the only reason why it didn't become bigger than it was. But there was legal document that they were definitely married. And he was in his early 20s. So I question that. Why would you feel the need to marry a 15-year-old and then be sneaky about it?
Well, I can't speak on that. Where things got strange for me, how I feel about R. Kelly. Very talented brother. Like his music. But the strange thing about it is, it was cool that police were supposed to seize things from his home that had to deal with underage paraphernalia and things of that nature. And they served the warrant incorrectly, so all of it got bust out. And then, of course, when they came back the second time, nothing was there. I believe when there's smoke, there's fire. Too many things don't come up to the negative with something not being there that caused people to think that way. Now, it doesn't mean that he's guilty. Listen, I can't hold a man guilty if he's never been found guilty. I just know that there's
guilty
a time.
Guilty of marrying a 15-year-old with her parents' permission.
That's true, but here's the thing. Then why didn't the parents press charges? Because of the business.
Because
so they
the business.
Accepted the money. So then he can't be held as guilty if her own parents felt that the money was more important. It can't be two-sided. It's one way or the other, because if the parents let it rock, they're just as bad.
No.
Parents let it rock.
But still, we that's the reason why the laws are in place. We still have to protect our
children. But charges have to be pressed,
though.
But the charges weren't pressed.
Right.
And if the parents didn't press charges, that's on them. They could have did something. They chose not to. They wanted to rock with the money. So, I mean, there's something to it. Listen, the age of consent, you still got to have somebody who blows the whistle. Police aren't riding around going, ooh, is she 16? Is he 22? Is she 15 and he 28? No. I mean, my high school kids, when I was in high school, said they were dating guys in their 20s. If I can't sit there and call the police on all of them, but what I would try to do is try to tip parents off that, hey, listen, your daughter said this, your son said this. And then we also have to deal with the double standard of boys versus girls.
Mm-hmm.
But some say it's okay. But let's get to the phones. We have some phone callers. First, we have T on the line. I know we have other callers. Hold on. We'll get to all of you. T, are you there?
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, man, we're having a ball, man. I got drugs in the
bar.
They tried to kill me, T. They tried to do me dirty.
I was sitting here laughing. I couldn't stop laughing about Miss Tiff. Trying to drink that strawberry daiquiri in that in 100 degree weather.
Oh, man, 100 degree weather, you in a jacuzzi. Come on. Almost passed out.
Don't laugh at me.
But with this age consent thing, yeah, man, hey, it's so much corrupt going on. I was looking about, this has nothing to do with the sex or anything like that. But this 20-some-year-old woman in Philadelphia went and they got her for jumping on an 11-year-old girl that was bullying her daughter, beating up and daily and everything. And they arrested her for it. But, I mean, these kids nowadays, I'm serious. I listen to some of these little young girls coming from the elementary school from where I live. And the way that they talk, dress, and walk, you know, and if you say something to them, they're going to come back at you where you want to knock the devil out of them.
Right.
But you know you're going to get locked up.
Right.
I agree.
And you know, this is what opens up the door for sexual predators. Who feed right into that
exactly.
behavior. Girls,
exactly.
It's okay. But my thing is, and you know what? That's what these laws are in place for. These laws are in place to help try to catch these guys that will, and young ladies
and
that will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be very careful, because some of these kids are the product of poor environments at home. Just like I said, I've seen homes where the mother's sleeping with the boyfriend and the boyfriend's sleeping with the daughter, and they
exactly.
know about it. And they know about it. And then
right.
you have to say, well, what type of damage is the child suffering if the mom says that that's okay? I have a situation in school now where we said to a mother, The boys are talking about your daughter performing fellatio on some of the little boys in school.
Wow.
Mother said, well, what's wrong with that? That's what a woman is supposed to do to a man.
And
now, this is her 13-year-old daughter. It's a 13-year-old daughter. You're saying that it's okay or that this is what a woman is supposed to do. So then how do we get mad at the goes out to perform fellatio with various guys if mom is saying it's okay? And then what's crazy is she's overdeveloped. So how long is some grown man is laying?
Exactly. You know, and I just wish that we could go back to when we were being raised. I wish we would have thought about even looking at a boy 12 or 13 years old.
But you know what? It went on then. It just wasn't talked about because my
You know what? It was a lot of family molestation going on back then, too.
There was a lot, and it was real quiet because I'm going to be honest with you. My mother had me at 15 years old. I mean, she had sex at 15, had me at 16 years old. My grandmother had my mother at 15, which means she was getting it on at 14. And she was in 1935. So you're talking about 1940-something. I mean, it goes on. But the problem is, once we have the breakdown of the family, now what you're finding is that children are out in these streets longer. They have access to things. Children are doing things on their phones, on the computer, that they could have never done in the past. So you could have an ongoing sexual relationship digitally, long before you actually get it physically, that you've already broken down her mental before you even got a chance to see her. Some of these little guys and girls have no chance once they're in the presence of the older person. And this
That's
is
true.
Technology. But listen, we got we have another caller on the phone, T, because you know we love when you come on, and you know I thought you were gonna call in during we was talking about the sex show 2 weeks ago. I just knew I'd hear from you. if you missed that,
I couldn't talk.
Check that one out. That was the 16th. We were talking about sex. That was actually a great show. But we got another call on the line, so we're gonna get ready to go. But love, you are always welcome here.
All right.
Thank you,
darling. I wanted to mention, because you talked about the double standard.
Hold that thought right there, because we have another caller. Do we have another call on the phone? Is that the real on the phone?
Yes, sir. It's the real of Untamed Talent, shouting out of Brooklyn. What's going on, Big Daddy? Hey, Miss. Hey, Tiff. What's happening with
you? Thank you.
What's up, dude? How we doing, man?
Hey, man. You know I'm breezy like a Sunday morning in this hot heat, but
Remember, this is a family show, man.
Right, yeah, I know. I peeped that already, you know. Yeah, I'm going to keep it clean. This is what I'm going to say, though. As far as with this whole, okay, I got to do it first. The R. Kelly tape.
Yes, the green.
He did it.
Kelly tape.
He did a horrible job at it. Is that on? He did it. He did a horrible job at it. And I was very offended that I bought it.
That you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to see what it was about. I bought it.
I got you.
Ew.
All right. Now that you came clean and got that off your chest, man, we allow folks to come clean on the show, man. You good, man? So now that you bought the child porn, man, we don't have to turn you in.
Are you still there?
You lose your reel?
Oh, we lost real.
Oh, the police must have came and got real for that R. Kelly purchase. Real, call back in when you get a better signal, man. Get out that hallway, man.
But what I wanted to talk about was the double standard as far as men and women are concerned.
Yes.
And it's interesting because one of the conversations that I had online was in reference to females.
Mm.
And there's one of the females was 18 and one of the females was 15. And the argument from some folks were, but really, what damage did the 18-year-old do to the 15-year-old because they're both women? And I'm thinking, really? Is that how people think that there is some form of coercion that takes place because the 18-year-old is still technically not a minor any longer, and then you have the 15-year-old who's underage and has not reached the age of sexual consent. So should we say that the 18-year-old female, because she was basically consenting to a sexual activity with another female, that that's not considered statutory rape?
Hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Real?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. T-Mobile don't respect me. I'm sorry.
T-Mobile has R. Kelly stock.
Exactly. And when I say R. Kelly, they said what? But this is what I'm going to say.
ahead, brother.
What we're seeing now, in my personal opinion, what we're seeing now is the evolution of broken families.
Yes, definitely.
You can't look at it now like the sister said earlier, the kids nowadays. This is nothing new. When I was younger, it was the cool thing to be dating an older person. If you go back to music, Jerry Lee Lewis, his wife was 14 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? We talk about R. Kelly with Aaliyah, but no one talks about Dame Dash with Aaliyah.
Yeah, well, that's why I just said it. Didn't she date Jay-Z? Yeah. And I forgot that she was. It was Dame Dash.
Right.
And
exactly.
I just meant that she was with guys, older guys. But actually what Tiff and I was just talking about was that the parents said nothing because they wanted the dough.
And
I got a problem with that is you let your child basically get molested, so then you can't complain after the fact.
Right, because you got to look at it like this. Now, if R. Kelly was Robert Kelly from up the block, they probably would have called the cops. But because this is R. Kelly bumping grind, okay, cool.
Exactly.
And
the downside to that is, I work with kids now. Mm-hmm. And the one thing with children that I see now that I didn't see before is they're not scared of anything.
True.
They're not scared of death.
They just don't know enough, so it's like, I'm going to do whatever.
Right, so they're not scared of anything. They have the I'm going to live forever complex to the highest ratio. I don't think the key is raising or lowering the age. What I think needs to happen is that somehow or another, we as the elders or the older people need to stop being scared to reach out to these children.
You know how I feel about that, brother. When I invite you and everyone else to come in, we keep it 100 with the kids. We keep it funky, and we really talk to them about what's real in these streets and in the bedroom and everything else. Because I think you said it best. Folks are very scared. And I know even with the programs that I've had in the past, principals got scared to let me do what I do, and now at least I'm one that's let me rock. But you're 100% right. Is that with the deterioration of our neighborhoods, our communities, and our families, the only way to get that back is one, we got to lock arms and hold on tight. Second, we have to be so brazen and so bold that we're going to say to our own, if I see it, I'm calling the police.
Right.
If I hear about it, I'm calling the police.
Right.
If someone tells me that I'm going to come check it out, and if I find out it's correct, I'm calling the police. So we can try to instill the fear in our own communities to get that back.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, it's like the little girls that I'm seeing, they don't want to be little girls. They don't even want to be girls. Some of them. Like, some of them are, whew, that's another show. But it's like, some way or another, the memo to reinforce to our children that they are worth more got lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get shorty out here, the right dude says the right thing at the wrong time she's got. And for boys, it's straight different. Like, every time I watch the news, and I see these teachers that are having these relationships with these kids, I don't blame the teacher. Because when I was younger, my mother taught me, if anybody older than you comes at you this way, you tell me.
I think you have to put the blame 50-50 for this reason. The kid is partially affected by the relationship with the teacher, and the teacher's violating
abusing the authority.
As well as you're 100% right, is that kids should know that this man is being a little too chummy, he's being a little too friendly, he's making the wrong type of jokes. But we don't have real parents teaching real things, and so our kids come defenseless, but you still can't abuse your position. Whether as coach, as teacher, as what administrator, whatever, because still impressionable kids who anything could happen, and they come to you with an open mind. You can't then turn that into open pain.
Right, but see, the reason why I say, maybe I'll say you can blame teachers a little bit, but this is part of the reason why I say it. Teachers nowadays are way younger than they were when I was going to
school. Very true. There's more young
ones.
Right,
so they're closer to these children's age. And I know some boys that are like 14, 15 years old that will kick their best game to a 30-something-year-old woman.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry, Bill. I've had young guys here. I've had guys as young as 15 try to kick it, and I'm looking at them like, ew, you don't...
But see, Tip, you're a woman.
I know where you're coming from, but the problem is at the end of the day, it's not what you put out there, it's what you're allowed to do When an adult puts you on, because that's what they want, whether it's a woman that's been damaged or a male that's been damaged, you put a child on for sexual gratification and you know it's a child going in, there's something wrong with that. Brother, before we go any further, you and I and Tiff can kick this all night long. We got another call. We got another call on the line, but brother, you know you're always welcome here when you call in, and you and I are going to talk a little bit later on this evening anyway.
Yes, sir. Now that I got the number, y'all better know I'm going to be like Norm, so whoever answers the phone, they better recognize the number, because I'm going to... Norm! That's it. Cheers. Here we go.
You got an empty bar stool anytime you pull up, baby, so it's no problem.
All right, then. All right, y'all have a good night. Take care, Tiff.
Thursday from 8 to 10, brother.
Good all night. Right.
Good night. We have another call on the line. Jay, are you on the line?
Yeah,
with that Jay.
Yeah, with that Jay.
Yeah. How we
doing, Jay? Pretty good, pretty good.
Hey, do you have your radio on? Hold on.
Do I have a what?
If you have your radio
on,
you have your radio on.
No, I don't have the radio on.
Because we're getting some type of feedback. You're not on a speakerphone?
Okay, it's off speakerphone.
Yeah, that's what it is, because we're getting the feedback on our end.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That's much better. How we doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing good tonight. I just wanted to say, I really don't think that raising or lowering the age of consent is gonna matter when it comes to this, because you're still gonna have those who will just wait as long as it takes. I know several people who have gotten into relationships with underage males and females, and once that other person reached the age of consent, it wasn't even an issue of going into a relationship. It was just straight into marriage or having kids, you know?
But you know what? Actually, in some states, that dating someone under the age consent is not illegal. It's when sex gets involved that it becomes illegal.
Exactly.
So the idea is, we know that there are people that are going to date underage people. That's understood. But should we turn a blind eye to those who want to have sex with underage children?
But like, I feel what Jay is saying, but you know what? If you're going to wait, if that's where your mind's at, and you and that person have that type of connection, and you want to wait, and you want to wait till it's legal, if that's the law, okay, fine, I can rock with it. I think the problem is when we start talking about lowering it, I think that's what scares me, is because I don't think any of our 17, 18 year olds have it all together right now anyway. And now if we're talking about lowering it, I just think there's too many men and women who are a little skeevish to me, who... That opens up a door to a whole lot that damages so much more in our communities that I just think, if anything, raise it. But if you're going to leave it, fine. If a person's going to wait, their parents or they're okay with it, fine. If that's the law, even though I may not agree with all the laws, I can rock with it. But once it becomes you messing with a 16-year-old, you messing with a 15-year-old, and you're a grown man or woman, and it's scary because when you're 21, you're considered a grown man or woman, and that's not a big difference. But if that's the law, just because I got a car that does 110, I can't drive it just because the car does 110. The law is still 55, you know?
But, you know, you're always going to have those who will abide by the law, and then you're going to have those who break it, right? So if you lower it or raise it, those people are still going to be there. You're going to have those, in pardon the language, that want to rub their genitals on toddlers still, you know. It's just,
that's why you got prison.
I really don't think
that's why
that
you got psychologists. That's why they get locked up. I agree with you. I'm in 100% agreement with you, but that's why we got jail. You feel you want to rub your genitals on a toddler, but then you know what? We got a cell for you, so you and Bubba can work it out. And he might want to rub his genitals on your head, and you got to do what you got to do. And that's a whole different show. I'm just saying, with you, 100%. But that's where the law comes in, because that's what we have laws for. There are always going to be individuals who are going to circumvent every law that's out there. But that is what Tiff and I was talking about earlier, about I still would rather have 100 guilty people go free instead of putting the legal righteous person in jail simply because they didn't commit the crime or it was an honest mistake. Because those other pervs, they're going to do it again. Or they're going to do something that's going to allow them to be locked up. And this is what police, detectives, and officers, this is what they do for a living. Their job is to now find out how they can put these gentlemen that you talk about and women away, because there are always going to be someone who's going to say, why should I have to wait? I want this now. She wants it now. Why
exactly.
can't we do this? There's going to be parents that's going to say, well, listen, if she wants
if she
it and
do
he's
it.
Ready to pay for it, he's going to pay my rent. So these things happen, but at the end of the day, you can't worry about those who are going to break the law or those that would try to manipulate the law for their benefit. The lawbreakers are going to be the lawbreakers. We know that. It's those that tee that line, teachers, other folks, even the kids themselves. You got those out there hunting for that come up, and if they can get that grown man to get a little bit more money, get a grown woman to buy their stuff, it is what it is. But you make some great points, Jay, so definitely appreciate you calling in tonight.
There was just one thing I wanted to say before I go. I know you have other calls waiting. It was something that Tiffany touched on earlier in the show with underage girls being able to get into clubs.
Okay.
If a club is having a slow night or there's like a lot of guys and they don't have too many females in there,
thank you.
They're gonna let any female who has a nice shape or a nice outfit on just slide through.
Thank you. Talk to her. That's what I'm talking about. And if the club ain't doing what they're supposed to do, now how does the honest man around that, if they get into a little something? Now, his mother said, I want to press charges if the club didn't stop. Yeah.
Ask for ID.
Who asked for ID? Hold up, Jay. Can you please explain to this young lady who asked for ID in the club and who can see ID in the club?
You're not in the club, Humpton. I hope not.
Okay,
I hope you're taking her to the car, to your hotel.
No comment.
Okay.
All right, wait, hold up. Who about to get
right,
it in
thank,
the cargo? Wait
God.
A minute. Before I run this up in you, can I get your ID, please?
The one that's really afraid to go to jail.
That's not even realistic. Who's about to get a quickie
and
ask for ID?
Jay, thank you for calling in. Tune in.
Thank you.
Every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Jay, man. I hope to hear from you again.
Now, I just want to say that because everyone knows KL is much older than I, and growing up, I dated older guys. I was accelerated in school. I graduated high school when I was 16, started college at 16. My first boyfriend, like I said, I was 14 years old, and he was 20. We had no relations until I was at the age of consent. So the idea is somebody needs to take control of it. And when you're the adult in a situation, I'm sorry, you need to say, is your ID.
You go again with the ID. But you know what? That you just brought something to mind that reminded me of college. Okay, you're in college, and, you know, don't expect someone to be 16 years old. I mean, it's funny that I dated a young lady who's in college, and I was 19. And it wasn't until we was in the midst of it that she said, am I the youngest girl you ever been with? And I was like, what are you talking about? She was 16 years old. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm breaking the law. And I didn't know. I thought she was my age. She was a sophomore. Actually, she actually had finished high school at 15. And she was actually a sophomore in college. And you would have never convinced me that she was only 16 years old. And I was like, yo, we dead. We can't. And I was worried because I was like, yo, she said anything to anybody, I'm going to jail. But the idea is that this setting that you don't know to expect someone older, and you're not thinking ID. Now, I agree with you, Tip, that someone should ask for ID, but it's not something that you're thinking about, and it's not even something that's taught. That again, we need to teach that. I know I speak to my young men about it when I'm dealing with them, and I say, you know, you need to understand the laws. You need to understand all the things that can get you in trouble. There's only so much a person can fill their head with and remember it at the time, especially when you're talking about when you're out partying. It's very difficult.
Well, we're gonna go back and forth.
No, I'm not saying back and forth, but I'm asking when you're out, and your mindset is just on having a good time. Now barbecue season is coming up, and house parties and backyard parties is going to be going, and especially take this weekend since it's going to be 90 degrees all this weekend. If I'm at a backyard function and there's a very attractive young lady, she looks of age, we're having some drinks, we're talking. No one's regulating Now, of course, the people who own the house should be, but okay, we know for the fact that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult, and I'm speaking from the man's point of view. I don't know about the female, so I'm going to speak from the man's point of view. Many men in that setting are not going to, in between the conversation, can I see ID? Now, they may ask, how old are you? And if they're in doubt, a part of them may go, nah, she too young, and if he got boys, may go, I think she young, or they might even go and ask. But let's say that's not available. You and this young lady talk. You go for a walk. You walk up the block and you talk. You're not trying to get into the sexual thing right then and there.
Okay.
But you're talking. She doesn't strike you as 16. Doesn't strike you as 15.
And I'm speaking as a woman. I've been in that situation where a guy not only looked younger, but even in his speech appeared to be younger. The way he dressed, he looked younger. And I have said, how old are you? And I'll say, oh, I'm such and such. Okay, let me see some ID. And they will pull out ID.
I guess that's the woman
and
thing.
And you know what's funny? Because we have a friend, our friend Putt. Look how young Putt looks.
Yeah.
Putt looks like he's 16 years old.
When I saw Putt with a bottle of Hen Dog, I was like, who that child with a bottle of Hennessy? And then I find out he was like 21 years old.
Like, he must be like almost 30 years old now.
Yeah.
He looked like he's 16
yeah,
years
he
old.
He still look like a young dude. You're right.
So the reality is, he could go to any high school and pull as many high school girls as he wanted to. But does that make it right because he looks younger?
It's definitely not right. I just think we have to, I think for me, I think what we have to look at is we have to try to, how do we reshape reality of your mindset? It's very difficult. And like I said, when we chose this subject, we knew that we weren't going to be able to come up with all the answers. But it's something that for me, there's so many young men out there that are living dangerously because you just don't know. There's so many women that are looking for get out of their situations. And then there's so many young men take such pride if they can get with an older woman. And then there's so many older women who are damaged seem to look for these young men. Like, well, maybe get him before he fell off the tree and becomes whatever. So the soup is really messed up, as they say. We got to figure out a way to clean this up. And I want to thank all the callers, by the way. T, Real, Jay, I want to thank all the callers for calling in because you all made very good points. And this is what this is about. And as Tiff and I say every week, you got to talk about it, man. We got to find a way to change some of this, man, because we're going to have some folks locked up that don't deserve to be locked up. And then we're going to have some pervs out here running the streets that need to be locked up.
Speaking of pervs, I wanted to mention a story out of Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An 18-year-old woman raped a 13-year-old boy.
Allegedly.
No, she admitted it.
Oh, she admitted having sex. So
no,
it becomes...
Well, it's rape regardless.
No, but clean it up.
She's had a charge of rape.
Yes.
And two charges of statutory rape.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, that what's going on. He said that she raped him. He's saying they did have sex consensually.
Right.
But the police are saying because of your age, it is statutory rape.
Right.
Because of how old he was, regardless of whether it was consent or not.
Right.
But the key thing is, if they find her guilty of taking it, holds a whole
it
different
holds,
charge
yes.
compared to...
She's going to go to jail
that's
regardless.
What I mean, but that's what... No,
right.
But there's a difference. Not but
there is a difference.
Well, statutory rape
difference.
Could just get... That's what I'm saying. Clean it up.
No, statutory rape. I already read it. Statutory rape. She's gonna go to jail regardless.
Okay.
So the idea, yeah, right. There is a difference. Statutory rape basically means that a person that is at the age of consent had sex with someone that is not at the age of consent. Where rape means that the person was forced against their will to participate in a sexual act. So the idea is she's going to go to jail regardless because when she was arrested, she admitted that they
had
sex.
Yeah.
Right. But the idea is...
She admitted it not knowing that... Well, that's why they say keep your mouth shut. That's why they give you the right to keep your mouth shut.
Also, they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So in this case, she knew he was 13 years old. And basically what happened is they started messing around. They were playing touchy-feely. She wanted to go further. He said he didn't. And they went further. He says he was raped. So basically, you admitted that you raped somebody, whether it was statutory or not, participated in a sexual act with a minor.
True. I mean, you know what? Noncompliance is not breaking the law. You can't say I didn't know the speed limit was 55 and get caught doing 75. I'm sorry, that's not a situation where, you know what, I'm not even going to lose any sleep. You knew with the age of that child, and you were humping in church, so I got a problem with that. So I'm just, the Christian in me is like, yo, how you humping in church? You know what, whatever. So either way, there's some real screwed up things going on. This is why we have to talk about this. We got to teach our children as well as we got to start saying something. We see something wrong. This is unacceptable.
Let me ask you. In the circumstances with two minors that have not reached the age of sexual, I think that they should be.
It's hard for me to answer that, because I'm going to tell you what. Honestly, I don't think you should be having sex before marriage anyway, so let's just get understood. Second, that's in the hands of the parents. I don't have a problem if a parent presses charges if that happens. I would prefer that the parents say, y'all don't need to have sex, and threaten them to pressing charges. But, you know, that's where I have to sit down and I can't police someone else's house. I am going to say that I do fight with myself sometimes in school. I know I've heard things that have gone on between kids. I'm going to call them that, but then I have to be considerate that I'm getting a third party and I didn't actually witness it or see it. We know that parents are seeing their children getting it on in the house, and some are saying, I'd rather them get it on here in the house or else, and some of them are saying, I know he has a little boyfriend, I know he has a little girlfriend, they getting it in. We have a potential 14-year-old that's walking around pregnant now. Everyone acts like they don't see it, but you know, this is what it is. I think what has to happen, parents have to step up and be parents. Let's stop playing this game now. Raise your children, and you know what? If you really want your kids to stop, threaten them but it's dangerous.
Threaten them with calling the police?
What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do?
Now, it's funny that you mentioned as far as sex to be within marriage, because there are actually countries, sex outside of marriage, not many are, have Iran, Arabia, Asia, Turkey. There are a few others.
These are countries that what?
Countries where you are breaking the law if you have sex outside of marriage. You can only have sex if you're married. But
they can kill you in some countries, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Especially, they're very hard on the women. Very hard on the women. They hold the women. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's definitely.
But yeah, they will kill their women if they're found to be sexually immoral. Oh, those are countries, again, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Malaysia, countries where it is illegal to have sex outside of marriage. But also, I think a few of those countries, they have marriages as young as 11 and 12.
Arranged marriages, yeah.
Yeah, arranged marriages, so that's a whole nother story.
Listen, we can't tell other people how to live their lives, and we can't tell other people what's right for them, and you know what? Divorce is actually lower in those countries.
True.
So we can't sit and argue that those countries are barbaric or archaic or whatever when their rate of divorce is low. Now, it's probably out of fear. She ain't trying to divorce him and he ain't trying to divorce her. But I think we have to confine our judgment to looking at things for what they really are. We also have to look cultural. I know we're coming up on the last 10 minutes of the show. We also have to look at the cultural aspect as well as the racial aspect. I know people try to avoid race and people try to stay away from it. I believe that we actually have to discuss race, and we have to look at the different races to really gain the thing. Now, this cuts across race, because there's as many young, white, Latino, black folks getting it in with folks that they shouldn't. But we also have to look at, in the urban communities, because there is such a breakdown of the family, lower economics, which creates lesser educational opportunities and situations, that some of the information is just not there. Not that it's not available, it's just not there in the household. Now, is it available on the net? Yes. Available at the library? Yes. But if the parents of these children don't have the skill needed to be the parents that they should, how do we actually change that?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you have a Facebook account, you should. If you have a Facebook account, you should be able to look up. And keep, we have this discussion all the time.
See what you just said?
What?
You should be able to look up. If I don't know to look it up.
How you don't know to look up?
Most parents.
The information is at your
fingertips. But parents don't know that there's a consent to sex. There's parents that don't know that. I didn't know that, and I was educated. You told me. I was like, yeah, right. I bet money on it and lost money. And I had a college degree.
Yeah, you did.
So now you're talking about somebody who's not educated. You can't look for something that you don't know of.
I hear you.
So if you don't know, but now we're doing that with the show, hopefully getting it out there, folks will share this with other people. But the thing is, if the lack of education is there, then there's also going to be a lack of guidance in some cases. Not all. We have to find a way to change that. We also have to change the curriculums that we have in school. I've argued this for the years that I've been a teacher, that we have to have more critical thinking curriculums in place to allow kids to be able to expand their thinking, forget the testing. But if you're not going to allow teachers to really teach, well, this is the problem that you're going to have.
I agree.
So I think like anything else, and anybody listening tonight, guys, listen. Nothing that Tiff and I do over these 2 hours is designed to be ended when the show ends. It is the spark conversation. Please take this back to your circles. Have intelligent conversations on how this can change, how we can fix this, and send us an email. Send us some type of conversation. Actually, I'm going to give you our voicemail number because we have a voicemail set up that we actually want to hear from individuals after the show. So let me tell you what. If you have thoughts on this subject, or just leave us a note of what you and your friends came up with after. The number is 347-709-7696. Let me give you that again. This is our R&R, Reality and Relationships Hotline. It is 347-709-7696. Hold on to that number. You can leave us any conversation after the show ends. But we want to hear what you think. If you didn't get a chance, you was a little nervous on getting on the air tonight, this is your opportunity to leave us some thoughts about the show. Leave us what came up in your conversations, in your circles about the age of consent, the sexual age of consent, because these are the things that we have to change. If you have questions, if there's some information that you need, if you want to start your own Google search but you don't know where to start, contact Tiff and I. Let Tiff and I show you what direction that you need to go. Tiff is sitting here with a ton of papers.
Yes, actually, the information that I got from the website is ageofconsent.com. Ageofconsent.com, and it gives the breakdown of all of the states in the United States and also country breakdown to and that information. There's no reason, and I say this all the time. We now have education at our fingertips. There's no reason not to have that information.
Exactly. So, again, and like I said, Tiff and I are working to be there for you. This is not just us sitting here for 2 hours bringing a smile to your face. That's exactly what we want to do. But we also want you to understand that we interact. If you missed tonight's show or you want someone to check out tonight's show, the show will be archived on GQ Palace. I'm sorry. If you want somebody who missed tonight's show to listen, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/GQ Palace. It's actually GQ-Palace, or you can go to the Making Marriage Cool Again .blogspot.com. The archive will be there, so it's in both places. Or as well as just leave us a message at 347-709-7696. Let us know what you thought, because we have to start working on these subjects and making these subjects something that we can fix, because they're fixable. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a very hard road, but we can fix this. This age of consent, like Jay brought up, there's going to be pervs that's going to work their way around these laws. But we have to first make sure that the laws are working for regular folks, just not do. And then we can go from there. Start to put things in place to change things around. So, like all the callers that called in, like T said, and T put something in the group. I'm not even going to put that out, T, that you was doing your thing at 13. But anyway, I ain't mad at T.
Why you put that out? I thought you were going to put that out.
I didn't say how the guy was. I just like the fact that she posted that. But no, we definitely appreciate the fact that T was on tonight, that Real was on tonight, that Jay was on tonight. And we hope that everyone listening tonight sparks a conversation inside your household, at work tomorrow, and that you call us and let us know, because we try to bring subjects to the table that are real, live, tangible things. You know, right now, there's some 14-year-old girl riding around in a car thinking there's nothing wrong with her 19, 20-year-old boyfriend. There's some 14, 15-year-old boy out there with a woman 25, 26, and doesn't know that he's being raped. And we have to, we can't act like that's acceptable. We have to start calling people on what they do and calling a spade. And I'm not saying in a racial aspect, I'm saying it in a negative aspect. We got to start doing something.
I so agree. So let me ask you, honey, what's on the agenda for Braven Publishing for the summer?
Oh, well, we are slowly building our summer calendar. We will be in Seaford, Delaware. Oh, actually, let me do this the right way. We will be on Governor's Island in July. July 27th and 28th for a poetry festival. We'll be there selling copies of our poetry books. We have quite a few that we've published through Braven Publishing. And then August 9th and 10th, we'll be down at the African American Festival of Seaford, Delaware. As well as we're going to be out and about this year in the summertime in Queens, in Brooklyn. The table will be set up in various places. I think I'm going to be here in Jamaica, and I'll probably be outside Canarsie at the Avenue L train station. That's a favorite place of mine. I'll probably be right outside the bank on Sundays.
That's where all your students hang out.
Hey, listen, I need to go where my people are. I'm saying I'm going to do what I got to do. But we're going to definitely be out selling books in different places, and we're going to let everyone know where we're going to be. And Braven Publishing is going to continue to network. We're going to continue to grow. I'm gaining connections on Twitter with a lot of folks that is starting to grow into something, and we're going to see where things go. Listen, the Lord has all the answers. All I can do is trust in Him with everything that he wants us to do, and just keep being as honest and upfront with the business. So I'm just going to try to keep Braven in a very positive light, best that I can. Keep doing the great work, let the failures be behind us, and go from there. Well, we have about 2 minutes. So, what do you want to close with tonight on Pervgate?
I think we have touched a lot of different areas on Pervgate. But I wanted to just mention, as the current reigning queen of the American Beauty Plus pageant, this is American Beauty Plus Ambassador, I am making appearances throughout New York. I will come to a state near you if I have the right offer. But I just want to mention that on June 15th, I'm going to be participating in the Body Sculpt of New York Expo, which is an expo for children at Boys and Girls High School. They will have about 28 different activities taking place between archery, Zumba, African dance, tennis, karate, and it's free. So if you're in the Brooklyn area, come out June 15th to Body Sculpt of New York Expo, and we'll be glad to have you also serving lunch to the kids.
Free grub.
I'm making a few appearances. One of them also is during Full Figure Fashion Week within a few weeks. It's from June 17th to the 22nd.
FFFweek.com. FFFweek.com. Check it out.
Yes. Now, if you don't have your tickets already, the event that you might want to check out may be sold out. So you have to go to the website to see what's
all right,
available.
All right, Fashion Queen. Will you end the show? Right here, your itinerary. Let them call in to ask you where you're going to be at.
Anyway.
Win one national crown. I got to keep hearing this. Man, I said say goodbye. And you just ran down where you're going to be at. Nobody want to care where you're going to be at.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
go ahead.
I do.
Hurry up, man.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you. Listen, this is Reality and Relationships. I'm KL Belvin. I ain't even going to say nothing. My wife just ran down her itinerary. I got to be carrying her bags around all summer. I ain't really digging this. Listen, God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. Hope to see you next week, God willing. Take care.
Good night.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Yes. Said built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times. by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
Love to you. Put you on a rocket flight. Keep on loving till we touch the sky.